What country did this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb zloty gnev.
Hello and welcome to Put in an H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it. Now, we had some technical difficulties getting this one off the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. And my cadence seems to be all over the place to start. So,
but we're here. Yeah. If it sounds weird, Terry finally has the has an upgrade in his equipment.
I couldn't be happier.
It looks pretty slick, I must say.
Man, I paid the money. Let's just say that.
Here, listen. As you may know, people listening,
it's no episode tonight.
Click. Yeah, we're getting loosey goosey with a few questions.
Now,
go on.
I was going to say, should we stick to, before we get into the questions, just a little bit of a chat and a catch up?
Let's.
As in, what's been going on with you?
I'll tell you what I've been watching.
Ooh.
I've been watching a few things.
Ooh.
First of all, Terry, have you still not watched any Peaky Blinders?
No.
I'll tell you what, mate. If you like Arctic Monkeys with slow motion walking down the street.
I do not. That's the thing I'm worried about.
To be fair, he's not wrong with that, but it's so good in spite of that. The acting is so good. I haven't been watching the show so much that I've said out loud, God, this show is so good. The acting in it is so good. Cillian Murphy is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so surprised. I get it. It's a bit naff and the music does put me off sometimes. But like,
look, we will get to it. It's just a thing of like pulling the trigger on it. Like, you know, and we're like, we're shopping around for a new show to get into or get back into whatever, but sometimes it's like, especially with the baby at the moment, it's a bit heavy.
Yeah.
So we're like, we need a bit of a lighter touch. Like,
you'll be me now in 4 years' time, and you'll be shitting all over the Marvel movies, and you're like, something lighter.
No.
I'll never be like you. But yes, it's very good.
Beware the tongue you love it.
But, what a great movie. I wish that was on Disney Plus. Is it?
Awful movie.
DiCaprio's best. Beware the tongue you love it. Listen, I have one more thing that I was watching that I don't think you're going to be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any of the Midnight Gospel on Netflix?
You know what? I haven't watched any of it yet, but I was very interested because it's by Pendleton Ward, who does Adventure Time, or did, you know, he's the creator of Adventure Time.
It's funny because I was interested because it was also co-made by Duncan Trussell.
I've never heard of this guy.
I didn't know who the other guy was.
Yeah, the animation is very similar to Adventure Time, like.
Yeah, very. It's just like, it couldn't be more psychedelic. But the whole sort of premise is, because when I first flicked on it, I was kind of like, they weren't showing me anything in the ad. It was just loads of psychedelic shit. Mm. I was like, oh, well, no then. And then when I actually just turned it on just to give it the old college try, it's like it's a podcast, but like, all this shit is happening.
Isn't it?
But
that,
like, they're not acknowledging all the shit that's happening. You know what I mean?
It's his podcast recorded. And then they've just animated it around it. But it's like this.
They're going on some big, mad, sprawling adventure. Yeah. And like, they'd be in the middle of like a deep conversation while they're shooting loads of guys and all this sort of stuff.
That's interesting.
But like, it's good. Like, I mean, like all the conversations are pretty sort of far out, man. As you might say. But they're really good. So I would highly recommend that one. Oh.
I've been getting back into some TV, right?
Right.
And I've been getting back into some bad TV. Some bad TV. As in, bad shows. And I know it was a bad show, but I'm watching it.
I tell you what, you are directly answering one of the questions that we got already.
Oh, okay, sorry.
With this. Sorry. But keep going.
I'll just say, I'm watching Fear the Walking Dead again.
I have never seen it. It sounds shite.
Look, the premise is, you know, the way The Walking Dead was that it's, you know, how many months after your man is in a coma for so long and he comes out. This one starts off like in the height of it, like where the first person has it or whatever.
Right.
And you're sort of going through, you know, the government rounding people up and quarantine, all this stuff, and then, you know, they go to you know, they go to different places. Like, instead of it being set in Atlanta and the woods primarily, this one was set for the first three seasons, like, in Mexico or on the Mexican-US border, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But
would you rate Fear the Walking Dead season 2 better than Walking Dead season whatever the fuck it's on, 7?
It's on like 10 now at this stage.
10?
Yeah, like, I gave up.
Jesus Christ.
My brother-in-law Mikey is watching The Walking Dead at the moment, and I was like, oh, what season are you on? He's like, oh, like 4 or 5. And I was like, oh, that was around the sweet spot of, like,
yeah,
I had stopped watching it for ages because I thought it was shite, like, in season 3. And then I was like, you know, I just kind of
got... That's when I stopped.
I kind of got back into it. And I think it's 4 or 5 were the best seasons for me. Because it wasn't just the same thing of, we've got a base. Hey, I want that base. Well, you're going to have to
no, it's mine.
You're going to have to come here and get it. Well, what if I bring my zombies with me and then I have the base? Like, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
repeat.
Yeah, so the first, I don't know, like, the third season was pretty rough of Fear the Walking Dead. But I was reading up on it because I'm on the fourth season now. And apparently they fired everybody that was running it and brought in a load of new people. And you can tell already. That I'm like,
in a good way?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm like, oh, this is good. Like, it actually seems decent for a spell.
They've upped that. They've upped the notch.
But it's still not like, I'm not saying go out and watch this show, because quite
just
frankly,
the name though.
Yeah.
Fear the Walking Dead.
I know. If you're doing a Walking Dead spin-off, be a bit more original. Just
it seemed like it was a direct sort of. It seemed like it was two fingers to the actual Walking Dead. You know, like they didn't they have like those things where it was like Starbucks, and then there'd be these other stores opening up to be like not Starbucks, and
really?
Making just as much money. Yeah, and they said like we can do it. We're you know, but it would have their logo and everything, just with the word not.
It's the same.
This is like what they're doing.
No, it's the same people that run it, Campbell. They're just trying to squeeze it dry, like because
in Starbucks.
No, The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead.
I thought this was some sort of conspiracy going all the way to the top.
You any sniff of a conspiracy, you're like, oh, what's that?
What?
Tupac's still alive, you know.
He is alive. He's living in Cuba, man.
Smoking blunts down in Jamaica.
Yeah, it's Cuba.
Cuba, is
it? Yeah. He's living in Cuba. It's a fact.
Is it?
Yeah. And the hints are there, I tell you that.
I will say, it's not even indulging you for a second on that. Faye has actually started.
Come on.
Faye has actually started watching Community, which is great because I get to watch it as well.
We're the first timer.
Yeah, but I have to. It's like slowly because.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we watch another episode. And she's like, oh, don't ruin it. Like, you know.
I know you have to play the long game on
play
that.
Cool. But it doesn't help that she hates Alison Brie. So every time she's on screen, she's
really?
Like, why is she so annoying? I'm like. It's her character.
Yeah, I'm on season 6 now. I've been watching it every night.
Is that the last season?
Yeah. Which season is it where the Dean is like the film director because Luis Guzman is coming back?
Season 3.
I must have completely skipped it. I've been waiting for that one. I'm going back to that one.
That's fucking great. Like,
so the Dean is so fucking good, and they ramp up his character so much to like
it's so
Jeff turns around wearing shades and he just comes in the hall. it's on the ground.
We just watched the episode where he first appears, and it, like because you've just heard him on the microphone for so long, and then she's like, I think it's like Britta's caught cheating. And it's like, oh, what are they going to do to me? It's like, well, we're not going to throw your parade, that's for sure. Wow, I got to make crying entrance there, didn't I? Like, all in the one breath and, like, 3 steps in. Like,
he's just so good. And he always comes in with the most ridiculous costumes, irrelevant. It was like, he comes in as, like, a builder with short shorts because I'm building to some big news. Completely irrelevant to construction.
It's a cotillion.
Oh, so good. If I may say, Terry, well, first of all, best of luck with the Community venture because it's an absolute gem of a show. So good.
People overlook it how good. It's one of the best comedies in the last 20 years, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd agree. 100%. I'll tell you what else I've been getting up to.
Mm.
I've been working out, Terry. I know you can probably tell. Yeah, I know. Okay, now I know.
All right, boys. Cool it.
I've been doing lots of running, and I've joined the prick brigade. I'm sorry, but I am also running now. Because I never ran before, and now, yes, I'm running now, and everyone's always giving out about them. I'm one of them now.
It's funny, I've gone the other way. I've actually stopped my running because I hate it so much, and I'm getting into walking. I'm walking like 10K a day. Like,
nice.
Yeah. But I derived no joy from my running. I just like was like, really? Oh, fuck this, like, and like doing, I'm just not like, I wasn't even getting that high, you know, the running high that you would get.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting that or anything, and I was like, oh, and I'm just going up and down on the seafront, and I'm like, you know what, one of the days, I think it was Saturday, I was out walking with Bonnie, and I get like, Faye was getting a rest, and I walked from my house, pretty much did as far as the 2K would bring me or whatever. Did like 13,000 steps. So that was about 10K. Nice. And then I was like, that was really good. I'm going to try and just do that every day from now on. Like try and do about 10K. Get out and walk.
Yeah.
Whether it's on my break from work or after work or whatever like that. Like just try and...
It's been good because it's kind of like... I mean, I've found myself like the first month and a half of lockdown or quarantine. Oof. I was just... completely off the rails in terms of what I was eating and not doing any exercising and all this sort of stuff. So I'm making a goal to try and be fitter than
too.
I was before.
Look, cards on the table, I'm doing a kind of slimming world type thing where it's like cut out the sugar, but you can still have your whatever spuds and, you know, there's certain things that are free that they say.
Nice. Egg, how's it been going?
Yeah, okay. Eggs are free and
nice.
Yeah, we've kind of been making soup every day for lunch rather than just like, I found myself I'd be eating a lot of bread if I didn't watch myself, you know, like whereas they say
it's so easy, so much easier.
Yeah, it's just like, I'll just make a sandwich or like, oh, I'll have toast for breakfast or whatever. Or like, I was actually eating cereal and like, I never eat cereal, but since I was like, oh, it's just easier having it at home, and then I was like, the amount of sugar that I put into it as well.
Yeah.
Like, might as well be drinking two cans of Coke here. Like,
is this your Weetabix mush? Your sound has frozen.
I stopped talking.
Oh, yeah. is it your Weetabix mush?
No, it's going Special K.
I've been on the Special K myself, and I've been enjoying it.
It's very sugar heavy before you even add the sugar, and I need to add sugar to cereal.
Oh, I don't add the sugar now. No,
Oh, I need it, Andy.
I need it.
I definitely don't need it.
Right. Listen.
When we get into this experimente.
We have a bunch of questions. It was originally going to be sort of like an agony aunt uncle. I wanted to actually solve some problems, but got a few of those, so it's just a bunch of questions.
Okay.
The first one, which you kind of already answered, from Elaine Arnold.
Ah, lady.
During lockdown, what is the one... Oh, no. Oh, no. That's the second part of this question.
Yeah, you've blown it already.
What's the one task you keep saying you will do but keep avoiding? Tiling my bathroom.
Is that you? Oh God!
Yes, Jesus.
Have you got
don't
the
know
tiles?
Where to start. How do you? No, I haven't done a thing towards it. But I mean, how do you cut tiles? I'm going to need some sort of saw or something. How do you get those corner bits? It's not going to line up perfectly. How do you cut them? It would shatter.
Wait, you need a tile cutter.
Tile cutter, more money. I've already got one of those little jigsaws. Sweating if I have to do any of it, like.
Yeah.
So that'll be me. How about you?
I tell you what, I need to be doing more of, and I'm not, is writing.
Yes.
I'm not doing enough writing.
Ah,
like, I was looking through my notebooks the other day, and I was like, oh, that's, you know, it's gotten to this point. It's like, why don't I just start writing again? I'm like, I'm just tired, you know.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it. And I'm like, no, you know what? I need to fucking get back, start doing that shit again.
Well, that's a very noble... answer, but although really, like especially, but I mean, especially the fact that there's like, well, not a newborn anymore, but there's a baby in the house as well. You know, I remember like when I started to play the piano for about a year before Joni was born. I was getting all right. Now I'm not gonna lie, I was getting all right. And then when Joni was born, I didn't play it for like whatever, like a year or two, and then I picked it up again. It was grand, but like that first year was kind of like a bit like, all right, yeah, I have no energy to do anything.
Yeah,
else.
I think maybe that's, yeah, that's what it is, yeah, at the moment there, where it's like, even like I say, like I've had those, set up those weights there not so long ago, and I just,
oh, yeah,
haven't had the energy to kind of do that in the evening or anything like that. Like,
evening time is a very hard time, I find, to work out.
Yeah, you're right.
It has to be. Next bit of the question. Any shows or movies you have watched since lockdown that was so bad but you kept watching to waste time?
Yeah, well, Fear the Walking Dead. I'm trying to think, there was other ones as well, though, like that. Faye watches a lot of reality TV.
She watching Too Hot to Handle?
Yeah, I don't think she finished that one, thankfully. Cause that, speaking of, actually, when I was out for a stroll the other day, I ran into listener buddy Simon Moore, who was also out for a stroll.
Hello, Simon.
Just because that came up in
within 2K? Yeah. Which one is within 2K or Gaffa? That's the question.
He lives in Raheny now, so he's within the 2K. He lives Watermill Road, and I met him on the seafront. So,
what address? What street?
Oh, shit, Simon, bleep that out. But that came up in conversation. I did not like it at all, to be honest. Just give me a presenter. Like, they give it a fucking Alexa is the host.
You know what? Speaking of, some fucking
I really fucking shitty ones. Like, but I'm like, just put not Bill Burr, but you know, Bill Burr. But
imagine
like,
putting him
but
there.
But somebody like that, like, yeah, you know, that's like, you know, a bit of a
wise crack. Yeah,
stick Joel McHale in there or something.
Yes,
like, you know?
stick him everywhere. Sure. You know what? Actually, you know. Catfish should be one for me, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is what's infuriating about it. Catfish, I genuinely enjoyed.
Did you ever watch the movie?
Until that point. Yeah, oh God, yeah. I was big into it for a while.
Not the movie.
But the last few seasons of, yeah, the original documentary. Like, yeah.
Very interesting.
Good. But like the last few seasons, it's like, she's 17, he's 18. They live 2 kilometers away, but I've never met. Like, stop wasting my time with these, like, you know.
I remember, I think it was Christmas Day, and I gotten Faye a kitten as a Christmas present. But we weren't living together at the... Oh, no, we were living together at the time, but she was in her aunt's or something like that. So I had to spend Christmas Day kind of looking after the kitten in my bedroom in my ma's house. And I remember, like... just having her calm down, like just flicking around, and like MTV was on. I remember like watching Catfish's Most Outrageous, whatever. Like, this is my Christmas Day. But it was like, also had the weirdest one where it was a black guy who was supposed to be meeting a black girl, and then some white guy just showed up and he was like,
"Yeah, man." Yeah. Like some psycho.
Oh, here comes a car, guys. All right, who's inside? Uh-oh.
Wait a second.
What kind of
I don't know what this is.
Well, I know this ain't the...
What is this?
Hey man, you wanna chill out a second?
Shh.
Excuse me.
This, man. For real.
Don't touch me.
Better back up.
Don't touch me.
Better back up.
What the kind of is this, man?
You better chill out, man.
What the kind of is this, man?
We're talking. Him and I are talking.
Yo, hey, you a
fucking. He and I are fucking.
Excuse me.
I'll tell you one thing right now, buddy.
Excuse me.
One thing you're gonna like, you're gonna learn to love it too.
What the hell are you talking about, dude?
What's going on? I'm gonna be the one wearing the pants in this one. Understand that?
What is this like?
Like, hey, you want to cool down there, man?
I still want my chocolate kiss off you, bud. Like, is it racist as well? All right, cool.
But the thing is, right? Neve is now the hope. Well, I don't know if you've seen these other ads on. Yeah.
Now was he not in being investigated for some sort of Me Too-ish stuff.
I heard that. Yeah. I wasn't going to mention it.
No, I'm taking them down. I'm taking down the patriarchy, Cantwell.
That's not the Niamh I know, but I don't know any of
I don't know. He seems like a weird control freak kind of guy.
But the thing is,
the reason why Max left...
It hasn't been the same since Max left.
He's the glue.
He's the host of a new show, right? True Crime or something on MTV. Did you see that?
No, I saw Ghosted was the other one that they did.
Right. He is the host, in inverted commas, of this show. I've never seen anything like it. the start of every episode, there's 30 seconds of him going, in downtown Detroit in 2018, such and such was killed, whatever. We now go to whatever. And the whole rest of the show, Niamh isn't in it at all. And even the host is some other guy, some actual reporter, who's interviewing these every week. Niamh is the face of this show. And like he's only on literally for about 3 minutes for the whole season combined.
The last first credit on it is like executive produced by.
Yeah.
He got ET.
No, right.
Good for him.
But
what I have been watching, to get back on track that question.
Yes.
I've been kind of tagging on to any of Faye's reality TV stuff. So Vanderpump Rules, Real
is this a teen comedy?
No, it's like
Vanderpump Rules. Like
her name is Lisa.
Beer Pong.
Her name is Lisa Vanderpump, and it's basically about like her restaurants, all the staff that work at it, and they're all just idiots. And I'm just, but I get sucked in. I'm like that little fucking piece of shit.
I'm like that with 90 Day Fiance.
I see. Thankfully, I haven't got. I don't know. This isn't how to get it. Don't tell me how to get it, because yeah.
She's been watching the Kardashians as well lately as well. I mean,
but I will say, whenever I come in and Faye is watching that, she's like, I know, this is like this is the lowest one for me. Like, but it's
sometimes, especially
I get invested in all the housewives stuff as well. Though I'm like, which one was she? I don't like her.
It's good TV.
Denise Richards is having an affair with one of the old housewives that used to be on the show. Apparently,
what?
So you know, that's
the Denise Richards.
Yeah, she's on the show. I think it's Orange County or Beverly Hills or one of those fucking ones.
I can't keep up.
It's too many.
What's the one? They're on a boat or something?
Below Deck. Sailing Yacht. There's Below Deck.
Sailing Yacht. Why are they adding in the sailing yacht part? It's all about sailing yacht.
This is the incredible thing. There's Below Deck, and then there's Below Deck Mediterranean, and now there's Below Deck Sailing Yacht. And obviously they're doing numbers or whatever, because quite frankly, who would have thought life on a boat was interesting? And like,
I was pitching it to Kerry. I'm like, I don't know, like they're on a boat or something, and they're all having sex.
I will say there was one of the ones, like literally these 10 like frat bros got on the boat, and they're all like absolutely. You know, they're doing that thing with the bottle of champagne where you get the blade, and like you kept never getting it right once, and they're like having to clean up, and then one of them ended up standing on a load of glass, like, ah! Or they were like, they kept like picking up the staff, like, because they're all big muscle bound meatheads. And just like, I was like, how fucking rapey is that? Like, your wound is tiny compared to this guy.
You're just like, please put me down.
Yeah, she's like, put me down, please put me down.
I did not consent to this.
I'm in the middle of the Caribbean here. I do not feel safe.
There's something about those shows, like, Kerry will say herself, like, this is my trash. Like the way I have like ballers, you know, like just I know it's trash, but like it's a switch off, you know. That's what it is. Listen, we have a bunch of questions.
Give me another cue.
This is from Patron, and the last one was also from Patron. Patron Gary Kane, Terry, Andy. Now Gary has two questions, but I'm answering his Patreon one first, because you know, I have been trying to climb the corporate ladder for years, and the best advice I could find to guide me to keep with the following phrases. Number one, cover for me. Number two, good idea, boss. Number three, it was like that when I got here. Cheeky little Simpsons reference there.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys have any advice for climbing the professional ladder to success, Gary?
Yeah, well, this is like an actual agony end thing. I would say, and being funny or not, look, we work together. And I remember one of the first things I said to you, because I can be quite... I can be serious when I'm in a job. Or like, maybe... I like...
I know, yeah.
I remember one of our co-workers...
And a €2 quick pick.
Yeah.
No problem.
punching the box behind. Wouldn't you tell me that when I was over getting your fucking cigarettes? But I always liked to do my job well. You know, like the job I'm in now, I started off there temping. And now I'm like, grade 5.
Now I'm running the place.
But like, and it's not, the thing is, but it's also a fault of mine as well, because quite frankly, I'm doing something that isn't my passion, but yet I'm still working my way up. So in 10 years, if I'm still there, Andy, I want you to kill me.
Will do, buddy.
Yeah. I'm gonna put it in my will.
I want to get a picture of me pissing on his grave.
I will live to piss on his grave. Even if I'm in a walker, my wife already has instructions. She's out of the will. If she doesn't get me there, if I'm not ambulatory, I'll find Vince Russo's grave and I will piss on it. And there will be a picture of that hanging on my wall when I pass away. And hate is a hell of a motivator.
But I would say just kind of work hard and kind of show that you can be serious, I guess, for lack of a better, I always find even if I'm doing something and it's not my passion, I want to do it well.
Yeah, because that's what, like, I remember one time my dad asked me, did I like the job? And at the time I was in sales and I didn't like it. But I was just like, I like doing well. Yeah. It's like, I don't particularly like sales, but I like doing well. I like going into a job, doing a good job, being recognized for it, and then going home.
I get a sense of satisfaction when I have, like, well, got that done, you know, or that's, you know, where. But, yeah, I don't know.
Advice-wise, I mean, we're all climbing that ladder, you know what I mean? I kind of had...
That's
like,
your dad runs the place.
It certainly does. And I even said to him...
Oh, Andy, hold on 1 second. You keep talking. I'll be right back. I completely forgot my ritual.
What? What? Are you... you're not serious. You didn't even fucking tell me this time. Can you put? I actually don't believe this. I was like, is this a bit? I thought you were going for a shite again.
No, just a beer.
I was like, is he serious? He didn't even say he's going for a shite. Where are you? I mean, this isn't interesting for anyone, is it?
No, sorry about that, folks.
Very unprofessional, Phil.
Well, look, it's a ritual now at this stage.
What is it?
Oh, it's Kinnegar High Glen Dry Hopped Citrus Sour. So,
let's... You lost me at everything and you won me back at Citrus Sour.
Let's see how we get on here.
Ooh. Go on.
Now,
Oh, I gotta wait for you to pour the whole pint. In answer to your question anyway, Gary,
this looks very citrusy.
Look, I have nothing, Gary. All right, Terry distracted me. I lost my train of thought. I'm watching him pour a beer.
Oh, it's like green looking.
Go on then.
Yeah, bottoms up, folks.
Yeah, bottoms up.
Ooh.
How's that?
That's pretty nice. Got a good kick to it.
It's all like, right then.
Yeah. Well, I'd get another one. Well, I'd say I'd only drink one of them.
Yeah.
Really, but
I can hear very loud gongs when you're putting things down. Is that your new fabled? Yes, that's the thing. Is that your mic stand?
It's probably me putting the pint glass down beside the mic stand.
All right, Gary. I would say to you, you know, to try and do your best. And,
climbing the corporate ladder is a lot like a Royal Rumble, Gary. You gotta throw out everybody else in your way till you're the last one left standing. That's what I'll say.
Okay, that's a good way to end, actually, yeah. Right, listen. Now I got some questions from the riffraff on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Now, my story has expired.
Uh-oh!
Okay, hold on now. I can go into the archive.
Can you actually do that?
Oh, thank God. Yeah, okay. Hang on.
Live
Let me take a sip of my cordial in my unicorn cup.
Why do you drink it out of the unicorn cup? Why do you do that, Andy?
I don't have any glasses, to be honest.
There's nothing better. Look at this glass. I ordered this from a pub. Because, quite frankly...
There's
nothing better than having a good pint glass. I have specific pint glasses that I like to drink water out of, or I like to drink beer out of.
I do enjoy having your lime when I go to your lovely lime.
Lovely lime.
When I go to...
I'm on the orange.
I don't know why that gets me every time.
Because it's lovely.
Listen, next question.
Yeah, hit me.
From Gary Kane again.
You double-dipping son of a bitch.
Any go-to karaoke tracks? I recall Terry belting out National Express a cappella at the Back Page.
Oh, that was a drunken night. I spent a weekend there one night, let me tell you. let me set the scene for that. That was, we had went for suit fittings for Paul Egan's wedding. And it was I think it was the day Chelsea had won the Premier League, like under Jose Mourinho. So a while ago. But it was a bank holiday Sunday, and 10 pints.
Right.
10 pints was had in Brannigan's. And I think I was supposed to like meet Faye for dinner at home. We've been texting back and forth, and then she was like, "Oh, my friend is calling over," and I was like, "Oh, okay," like locked, and I was like, kind of not reading between the lines. I was like, "Well, what time? Will I be back at 9:30?" And she was like, "Yeah," and then I was still in the pub at 9:30, and then I rang her, and then I was like, "Do you want to come in for a drink?" Like, obviously, the last thing she would want to do, and then she basically was just like, "You stay out and have another drink," and I was like, putting down the phone, like, she said I could stay out, lads. Yeah. Eventually ended up going to the Back Page where there was a microphone.
Was karaoke on, right?
No. It's just, a microphone. Some guy handed me a microphone that you could talk into.
Tap.
Yeah. He's like, it's on. So I just started singing National Express.
Brilliant. And that would definitely be your karaoke song.
Yeah. Like,
I've heard it several times.
That's my karaoke song, but I went through a Tom Jones phase for a while. That was hard.
It's not unusual or a sex bomb?
Delilah.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Man, I don't
they're
know
two I'm, big booming tracks.
I don't know if I could do karaoke now. Or if I could, I'd have to... I don't know what my... would be.
What? I tell you what, I've got several.
I remember at my leaving party, you sang... Fast Love by George
Fast
Michael.
Love.
But if you're looking for fast love,
ooh. I won't bore you with the details, baby. I don't even. It's one of those songs. I like songs
it
that get better.
Always put some stank on it, like.
That's the thing, because I just really, really enjoy singing that
John
song.
John Cena.
Yeah, there's that one. There's Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Ah, did
that
man, with, fuck off, like.
Did that with Tony at his wedding.
Yeah,
In front of the full house band.
God.
But because I just enjoy singing it. Let's Get It On is a song that gets better.
Yeah, but
every
like,
minute.
It's
you
so
know what I mean?
Easy to butcher and so hard to do well.
It is easy to butcher and it is hard to do well. Thank you.
And
I knocked it out of the park. Terry, you know I've got the vocal range for that song.
Okay, give me the woo. Give me some of it.
Okay. Well, you kind of put me on the spot here, but.
I've been really baby, trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, come on, oh, come on, woo!
All right,
why are you singing a cappella? I lost it at the wheel. You're singing a cappella, like
you're singing falsetto. You're like,
yeah, sorry, yeah, falsetto.
I don't know. I can hit the notes when I do it that way. That's how I sing on my car, and when I sing in public, it's an octave lower.
If anything, I'd say I'd probably be going something like Willie Nelson or something like that. Now would be if I was going to be singing.
What
a song.
What Willie Nelson song? Hold on, your sound's cut off again.
No, it didn't.
What Willie Nelson song?
Any kind of Willie Nelson song, like On the Road Again.
For karaoke?
I just can't wait to get
they'd
on
be
the
absolutely.
They'd be leaving. Bring me sunshine. Bring me sunshine.
I tell you, Let's Get It On, even if I butchered it, would get the nod over.
I tell you what, I had the greatest moment of karaoke that you'll ever get. When we were in, where were we? We were in Portugal, me and Faye, and we obviously had a good few drinks. Faye decided she wanted to sing Careless Whisper by George Michael.
That's another one.
But her mic, whatever way she was singing into the mic, whatever, wasn't getting a lot out of it. And I was at the bar kind of chuckling away because people were like, can't we hear?
Look at her floundering up there.
And the barmaid was like handing me a mic, and she was like, go on, you have to go out to her. And I was like,
to her.
And then I was like, when that bit was like, when the chorus kicked in, I was like, just walking through the crowd like, I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet ain't got no. And people were like just looking around like, what the hell?
How about it, baby? Will you marry me?
You know me, I'm a showman, Andy.
Can I have my shirts back at least?
I'll be back. Probably.
That is a great moment.
I don't know.
That's another great karaoke song. It's got that bit at the end, you know, where he sort of breaks it down. Tonight the music seems so loud.
I didn't even know the words, so I was kind of, I had that much, that chorus part, and then I was just up there like a fool myself.
Listen, that's how the pros do it. That's what got Paul McCartney, that's what he noticed about John Lennon when he saw him perform, that he said he didn't know the words and he was just making up his own words. And I thought, oh that's clever.
Not bad.
That was pretty good.
Not bad.
Anyway, that's that question. Yeah. Next. From Dado Cunningham on Instagram. Smooth guinea pigs or the puffy guinea pigs? Next question is from... I'm just kidding.
I've never actually seen a guinea pig in real life or held one or anything like that.
What?
No.
Huh. Well, I'd go for puffy.
I bet you would, personally. Richard Gere.
I don't know what that reference means.
Apparently he had a gerbil up his ass.
Oh, yeah. Well, both answers are gerbils. Yeah. Funny thing, I'd want the smooth guinea pig for such a venture. Lemmy winks.
Lemmy winks. It just winks.
So anyway, yeah, puffy's my answer. I
had luck.
Sorry. Next question. Daddy-o. Next question from Thomas Coffey.
Ah, get off.
I imagine this one's directed at you because it says, "Does it infuriate you when Andy says he doesn't like a movie when he hasn't even seen it?"
Yes, Thomas, very much so.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'll watch it for 5 minutes at least.
Yeah. I'm still raging over that Thor episode, to be honest.
I hadn't spoken to you as much in the last week. Yeah, I was like, is this still over that Thor episode?
The reason why, bud.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, was it?
Was it?
Yeah, was it?
Listen, Thomas, I don't do that. I'll at least give it. The problem is, I won't commit to a movie.
That's the worst part.
Yeah. So, but I'll give it a go. I won't say I hate it when I haven't seen it.
I told you, like, just speaking of movies, that I've been like buying Blu-rays up.
You have. Yeah. Have you gotten any more recent ones?
Yeah, I've got a problem, Andy. I gotta stop buying them, to be honest.
Backdoor Sluts now.
I bought Cedar Rapids there recently.
Cedar Rapids?
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. It's a little gem of a comedy starring Ed Helms.
Oh, I did see that.
And John C. Reilly.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't really remember.
Underrated.
I tell you what, actually, I've also been watching a bit of Westworld still.
Yeah. Been renewed for season 4.
What?
It's been renewed for season 4.
Have you been watching it?
Yeah.
Is that why you're having that? Yeah, it's kind of slowing down a bit this season for me.
I mean,
I didn't really see season 1 and 2 though, to be honest, so I'm kind of lost.
It's slowed down since season 1. They're missing Anthony Hopkins big time.
Yeah.
But
it's just so good.
Season 3 is better than season 2, I think, but 1 is still a very high point. Like, right. I kind of like what some things what they're doing, and some things.
Ed Harris is just so good. Like,
shut the fuck up, you can opener. Ed Harris is brilliant in everything he does.
Make no mistake, gentlemen. next question.
Stand down, channel.
Stand down, Captain. Oh, I tell you what, I was only the last time we talked about that a couple of months ago, and I was getting the clip for Chills. It. I was just watching the scene. Oh, it was so good.
Chills.
Stand down, Captain.
Yeah.
Stand down, Captain. Stand down, Captain.
You know that when his voice goes like, "Oh,
yeah,
he's lost
quivers
them.
A bit.
He's lost
he's
them.
Lost them."
Yeah.
Next question from my own brother, Tony.
Yeah.
if you could change one thing about your co-host, what would it be?
Oh, all right. Great question.
Yeah.
Great question. You go
I'll
first.
Go first.
Yeah.
I'll go first. Yeah. I've got an answer.
Yeah.
I wish you dished out the hugs more freely without the influence of alcohol.
Give me your fucking break.
Knowing that I'm a hugger and I appreciate hugs.
We can't be hugging.
We can. Me and Andy hug every time.
You're a danger to national security.
Before this.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
If I may say as well, nobody's giving a shit in Arklow about this social distancing. I don't know if it's the same where you are, but I'm driving in the car and everything is just as normal. I had to actually take Kerry's dad's wife to be tested because she's a healthcare worker and she had to be tested before she could come back. So I had to, there's like a big like stop point or checkpoint or whatever at the top of the town. And when we got there, it was like a proper like quarantine, like the white tent sort of thing and like full suits and mask. It was
surreal, I'd say.
It was pretty dystopian, all right. So yeah, I wish you gave out more hugs, Terry.
I wish you had better taste, Andy.
Taste
in
is a...
movies, in music, in football teams.
Yeah, but that's
I guess
all
that
subjective.
It makes us good. Like, I'm the peanut opposites. Butter and you're the jelly.
Yeah, exactly. I sure am the jelly.
Yeah, you're definitely the jelly.
Yeah, I find that funny because what I find is
what's
like
funny about it.
Like, I'm a clown, I amuse you. I find that like our sense of humor is very similar and our taste in everything else is completely different.
Do you see, just because you mentioned clown there, did you see what has been trending in The Simpsons recently?
No.
It was like some guy was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe I never noticed this." In Who Shot Mr. Burns, Krusty is standing behind in the crowd at the end, but it's actually Homer dressed up as Krusty.
What?
And like, it's not like, but people are like, "Oh my god, I never noticed this before."
Oh, so it's
like,
not actually.
Like Bill Oakley was like, "Here's the script that we have."
You
originally.
Idiots.
It's like, if you notice, there's no mention of Homer dressing up as Krusty or anything like that. And like, people are like, "Oh my god." And he's like, "Also, look at the hair. You know, Homer has the two things when he's Krusty, and it's clearly Krusty's hair." But it's just, I just think it's funny that it's like anybody will jump onto anything that they think is conspiracy.
Like, I tell you what, well, I can't. Yeah, I mean,
you're one of them.
Up to an extent, but yeah, I mean.
But I just clearly, I just thought it was funny how he was like, okay, wading in on it. But
I have to do this.
I kept seeing it all over the place that it was like somebody else liked or reposted or whatever like that. Like,
I mean, just no. And by the way, speaking of Twitter, I know I ruined the ending for Faye for that Avengers movie. I tell you what, I've had it involuntarily ruined. It's a good job I did figure out what happened, because I am seeing it everywhere lately. And I'm like,
what?
I don't know what it is, the thing that I ruined for Faye. I don't want to say it now. For the end of Avengers.
Right. You're seeing it everywhere. Where?
I'm seeing it on Twitter all the time. That scene or whatever it is. Like, so it's a good job I did already have it ruined, because I would have had it ruined again.
Well, we've only got 19 more movies to go before we get there, so.
I can't believe it was my idea.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's such torture. Anyway. Next question from Normal Nonsense Podcast. Any plans for a live show? Love the podcast.
We did have plans for a live show. Yes, indeedio. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this bloody pandemic has put them on the back burner. But definitely would look to be doing something when everything gets back to normal. Maybe even do a bit of a charitable donation.
You know. Not 100% though, right, Terry? Just nip that in the bud right now. I mean, we've said it now, but
that's,
you know,
that's what else.
A portion will go to some.
That's what else, right? I'd like to change about you. Like, people call me cheap, but Jesus, they haven't met you.
First of all, you have absolutely no business calling me cheap.
Change your penny pinching ways. That's what I would say.
I just don't have any.
That's what I'm like. I remember I used to say this to Egan. He used to slag me for being cheap. I said, it's the equivalent of me and you being cheap. It's like, I'm being cheap because I'm trying to steal a loaf of bread from my family. Like, you're being cheap because you want to get top brand caviar or something.
You know, it's funny, I had to look for our company's going to be doing like video online training and stuff like that. My dad was asking me to sort of look at the costs of how much it will all be and stuff like that, and it's weird starting from sort price high to low for instead of sort price low to high. Just went against all my instincts.
I bought myself a pair of runners there today, and that was obviously that's the first thing I click on there is sort by price low to high.
Of course.
Yeah. Fuck your feet.
What runners did you get?
A nice pair of Reebok. They're running trainers.
Oh, trainers.
Or whatever, well, running shoes, you know. But they look like nice. A good, like, fluffy base on them. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't, to be honest, know what that
thick,
means. But.
Like a thick base that you kind of, you know, you don't feel like...
You know what? I do know what you mean. And my pair of... Also Reebok runners, I'm not a fan of this little thing that they've brought in the last 5-10 years in runners of just having the heel stick right out the back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's actually great for support, but I see it on my shoes and I feel like I'm trying to be 21.
Let me ask you, when was the last time you bought a pair of Nikes? Or Nike, to some people.
My teens, like early teens.
I was thinking that myself. And I was like, first of all, because they're prohibitively expensive. But then I was like, I wonder, are they a good fit? Like, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, would they be a comfortable shoe now if I bought them? Or a runner?
I'm sure they're a good quality brand, but I mean, who's got the money for that sort of thing?
Well, I'm sure you're the king of the good deal. I'm sure you'd be able to find some.
Anyway, listen, I've more questions here, so I'm going to keep going.
Crack on.
I'm not going to indulge you now anymore with that question, Terry.
Son of a bitch.
Last question.
Oh.
Or second last. If you could have The Simpsons parody any film they haven't already, what would it be? Message from Leo Betru on Instagram. To be honest, I don't want any modern-day Simpsons parodying anything.
Me neither. Now, if you tell me you got the team together from, like...
Yeah, 94.
Yeah. And they were going to do...
O'Brien, Schwartzwelder.
O'Brien was gone by that stage, mate.
Well, whatever. Die Hard, host of a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. Was he?
Who? any film?
I can't really think of one that I think... of The Simpsons and think, oh, that would make it funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a full parody, I don't know.
Well, look, there's...
Some whodunit, maybe? Or...
Well, like my favourite one is the Rear Window parody. That's my favourite Simpsons. And I'm trying to think... I'd love for them to do a sort of maybe like No Country for Old Men style one where... maybe they've kind of done it a little bit already... But you know, they kind of did it with Skinner and Bart, you know, a cat and mouse thing.
Yeah.
But if it was like Homer and somebody else, you know, if Homer was being chased by, I don't know, let's say Mo.
Mo.
But you know what I mean? Where like,
yeah,
something like that. Because I think I love that kind of dynamic of like, and it would be great if you kind of just took Homer on his own, cut the rest of the family out, and you kind of had.
Yeah, I could see that.
Even had if you had like. Herb, you know, Herb Powell, like trying to
Herb,
yeah,
Oh,
his brother.
Homer's brother, yeah. Yeah.
There's a deep cut right there.
Show myself up again. See, Danny DeVito, I'd like to see them. Mate. I'd like to see them do like an 18s, like Tarantino style. You know, where they're actually cursing and Marge is saying to Homer, like, "You fucking idiot!" You know, whatever Marge would do.
Maybe not cursing.
Whatever. But. Or Krusty, you know, proper letting it rip. You know.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know how I feel about that, because I remember when Family Guy started doing it, like when they bought that DVD, you know, the Family Guy movie, where it was
three episodes
crammed in together, but they had a little thing at the start where they had a premiere, and it was like Lois was like drunk and she's like, and I said fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh
that's not funny.
Yeah, with South Park, when they take away the bleeps, It works.
You like it? The bleeps in?
No, without the bleeps, I think it works.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
because it doesn't seem like it's just sort of
gratuitous,
shoehorned in. No. Yeah, exactly.
Because it's natural with those characters. Like,
my memory of the Family Guy movie was watching it when mate Dave's gaff, and we were like maybe
18, 19,
like, yeah. And like, this is the thing, right? Dave was always like super cool. He was a lot older than us, but like, you know.
How much older was he? Like 2 years?
I think at the time he was like 27.
No, no way.
I thought he was considerably older. Probably not.
I'd say like 22 if we were 19 or something like
that. Yeah. And so like, but like, I certainly anyway thought he was like super cool and funny, and he was an animator and all this sort of stuff.
He was cool at work.
Yeah, he was. And then we went to his gaff one time, and we were doing like yogurts at the time, and like
hash.
It was just super. It was just super uncomfortable, because I remember we all went back to his one night, and it was mad fun.
And the whole thing was, he invited me down because I wasn't there when you guys went to the pub. And he's like, "Oh, we have to come down there," and then it was just like. You were there, and it was just...
And so first of all, Terry showed up, and he's like pointing to his watch, like, "You're late." Remember that?
You're like 10 minutes late, like, or something like.
Like, oh, all right. And then like we were doing the yogurt. Terry puts like the yogurt lid on the bed. He's like, "You done with that?" Or
he takes it. I put it down. You know, like not.
There was
no surface to put it on. But like not wet side up, like, you know.
It was just zero crack. Yeah. It was like Father Stone.
Yeah.
And then we put on like the Family Guy movie, and it was like no laughter at all the entire time. Like, let's get the hell out of here. I remember we went to like the chipper or something after, so it was like, well, that was fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very weird.
Anyway, last question from my lovely mammy. Now, she's asked me the question, so, but I'll put it to you too.
I thought that was her username.
No, my actual lovely mammy said, what is your favorite food, Andy? I said, I'll put it to Terry as well. I'll give you mine right now. It's a Chinese.
Had a Chinese.
And I know I don't feel good after it.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking in the moment, it's a Chinese, big time.
Now, interesting. Hmm. Let me see. Hmm. I'm gonna say, if it's done right, a steak with either chips or sautéed potatoes, some sort of, you know, fried potato anyway, and peppercorn sauce.
Right. We're from two different worlds.
Classing it up over here. You're Chinese wouldn't be my favorite, like, not at all. But like, good fucking steak, man. Or a burger. Good burger.
Oh, I love a burger. I tell you, I've been liking chicken fillet burgers more than actual beef burgers. I remember, like, there was a... you can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When my mom asked me the question, I was like... It took me back to... I'd come home from school and, like... I'd be such a little shit. Like, I come home from school and I close the door, and as soon as I walk in, I'm like, "Oh, what are we having?" and she'd be like, turn up for cabbage or something, and she'd be like, don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, I'd storm up the stairs like, I had a shit day in school and now I have a shit dinner. This is the worst day ever. Such a little bastard.
God. Get to, I'm not sharing with Tony.
I was an emotional teen, as we'll cover in our next episode.
Blag.
But listen, that's all the questions we've got.
That was fun, but I have to say.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed that. Now,
the only one that was agony was Gary. And when I said, dear Gary, rip their throats out.
Step on their throats till you reach the top.
What I didn't say was, if you want to climb the corporate ladder as well, poison.
Yes. Put it in their drinks. Yeah. In the meeting. Go into the meeting room a few minutes before.
Put it in their minds. Poison people's minds.
Poison their minds.
Poison their mind against your opposition, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Be really weird.
Work for Trump.
Get in their heads. Yeah.
Work for Trump.
Just say outrageous shit.
Yeah. We're in a post-truth era, Gary. I shouldn't even mention his name. We're gonna
I know. And I'm sorry, but all I'll say is, like,
Did you inject yourself with disinfectant?
And that's the problem. I can't even be arsed, and that's the problem. That everyone's just like, huh? Like, even if you take a random minute from any one of his speeches and put it being said by any other president, it would tarnish their whole career. Yeah. Whereas him, it's like,
that's Trump.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Yeah.
Four
more years?
So ridiculous. Well,
the man isn't fucking doing it, and Biden hasn't said a peep. Like,
they're the two. Like,
yeah, I know. Same. It's Biden and Trump, and it was Hillary and Trump the last time.
Like,
there has to be somebody. Like, I'll run.
Anyone who should be president doesn't want to be president.
Yeah, that's it.
You know. But listen,
Obama, huh?
I know.
Miss him. Missing him.
Don't know
right
what
now.
You got to list gone, eh? Yeah. I've been watching. Oh, another thing, because Obama was on it. That The Last Dance. On Netflix, the Michael Jordan and Chicago Bulls doc.
I haven't started it yet. Is it good?
It is good. Of course it's good.
Michael Jordan is such sports an asshole. Like.
I know. And he does seem like a bit of an arsehole. But the whole... I only watched like the first episode and a half, but
it's
bet into it.
It's by the people who did that O.J. Simpson documentary. Made in America. That 6.5-hour documentary.
I tell you... Oh, yeah. I tell you... Scottie Pippen is the nicest guy. Yeah. And he was always like the number two, and he was like the whole. It sort of shows in the thing that he was like second in the league in scoring, second in assists, most in rebounds, like all this stuff. 168th top paid player, like because he agreed some like $18 million dollar contract for 7 years, and everyone and then the NBA blew up because Michael Jordan blew up, and then everyone was on mad salaries, and he was still on his. I mean, it's still,
$18 million.
But,
like,
yeah, but you know, over 7 years.
But yeah, he does come across as such a nice guy. Like,
yeah, he's great. One thing I noticed, the clothes in the 90s, especially with tall guys in suits, they look ridiculous. Mm. Like, there's nothing. It's all so baggy. Like,
there's a great. Like, I don't know if you're into basketball at all.
I am and I am.
There's some good ESPN 30 for 30 documentaries.
Oh yeah,
and there's one called Winning Time. Reggie Miller versus the New York Knicks. Now, you might be familiar with that name because they talk about it in Seinfeld with Kramer and Reggie and Spike Lee get into it.
Oh, yeah.
But the documentary is kind of all about every time the Knicks played. I think it's the Pacers that he plays for Indiana. They got into it and, like, it's a really good documentary. Like, I would have had no sort of context for it bar the Seinfeld thing. And I'm watching it, I was just completely like sucked in. A good sports documentary.
I love
it's
a sports
done right, like.
Oh, it's so good. I don't even care what the sport is. Like, I'll just watch it. Like, I would recommend that anime on Netflix.
I'll tell you, just while we're doing recommendations.
Yes.
See a little show. I don't know if you like improv comedy. No?
Go on.
I don't know if you've seen this thing, Middle Ditch and Schwartz.
I haven't.
So
how do we have such a similar like sense of humor, but we like such different comedies?
Well, this thing,
how does that work?
I don't know. I like different stuff to you at times,
yes.
But we still have there's a big Venn diagram going on here. But this thing is, I don't know if you ever watched an episode of Silicon Valley.
I have not.
It's the main guy from Silicon Valley.
Means nothing to me, but can carry on.
And it is the other guy who did the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog in the recent Sonic the Hedgehog
Ooh,
movie.
Ooh, now.
So one is Middleditch and one is Schwartz. That's their surnames. But right. they do, it's long form improv, which I found to be very impressive, which is right. they talk to someone in the audience, they give them sort of like a place. So one of them is like a wedding. And they kind of say, okay, tell us about your friends or whatever that. And what they do is they use that to make up the characters. But it's just the two of them. So they're jumping back and forth between different characters. And they go for, right. they go for about 40 minutes of this of this improv thing. And it look, I would say, I was very impressed with it. It's very funny. I don't know. They're on comedy.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix thing. Okay. There's like three episodes. They're 3 hour long episodes. They were on Conan's podcast as well, talking about it. Apparently this is their new, it's kind of like their, you know, like Steve Martin and Martin Short have their
yeah
two-man acting.
An evening you'll forget for the rest of your life.
I haven't watched that on Netflix.
I turned it on.
And you turned it off?
Turned it off shortly after, yeah. I mean, I like the idea and I'm glad they're doing it, but I just didn't like it.
I wish I had gone to see them before lockdown.
Yeah. Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. This... I'm going. I don't have any more questions.
You cut me off,
if I may. You know what I found on a separate note, completely off topic. I found that for the first time, this is probably why I'm doing it now. I used to never be able to end a phone call. You know what I mean? I'd never be comfortable enough to say, "All right,
I let you go."
Yeah, I'm always just talking until the other person, talking, you know,
bollocks me.
Yeah, and now it's bled into to podcasting world, and now I'm like, all right, well, listen, I've decided that that's everything. So,
okay, so where can people find us online then, Andy? How about this? I'll set you on your way.
Thank you. Instagram, Twitter, Put It In H Podcast, Gmail, Put It In H Pod, and by the way, Mark Curran, patron saint or flying hellfish. He sent us a question for the last Marvel episode and I forgot to ask it. It's sort of related more to the Avengers, so I will wait.
Mark?
Yeah, I'll save it again.
I knew nothing about this, Mark.
I've apologized to Mark as well in text form.
Hope you refund him.
He knows. We're good. Just once the check clears.
Yeah, I hope you refunded his check.
And yes, you can find us on everywhere. Everywhere.
Come on,
iTunes,
do it right,
Spotify.
Man, do it right. Come on.
You can find us on patreon.com/putitinhpod. No, /putitinh. Where we have a bunch of extra doozies and you get some extra early
So we're access. Doing a series on the Marvel Cinematic Universe on our sister podcast called What's So Great About, where we're I'm trying to show Andy what's so great about the MCU, the Marvel series.
MCU.
Should it?
MMFU, more like.
Motherfuck you?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You do the math.
And anyway, we're doing a series on that is also on its own feed, but that's coming to an end shortly.
In fact, you've only got one
more episode free on the main feed. And then it all goes behind the paywall on Patreon. And then every other week, we're dropping some sort of bonus episode content. We've got ones there on the Royal Rumble. We've got ones on Disney Plus. We will have one soon on...
Terry's Emotional Journey. Yeah. I gave Terry 5 hot emo/pop punk tracks, and I'm going to get his take on it. So it's basically going to be like What's So Great About, but in reverse, I imagine. So, yeah, tune in for that. Listen, I want to talk about that right now, so I'm going to... Unless there's anything else.
No, okay. Well, look, if you can give us... If you're liking this content, and this has been a bit of a train wreck, but if you like train wrecks like us, you can give us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. 5 stars goes a long, long way. Helps us grow the pod. And, you know, there are a lot of podcasts out there. And we appreciate you choosing ours. But, you know, tell a friend even if you're... you know,
yes.
If you're saying, oh, I'm listening to these two Irish guys waffle on about The Simpsons half the time and the rest of the time.
Sometimes.
The rest of the time they're talking about, they're giving out about people not socially distancing or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Tell them, yeah, it's good because we're good.
If, you know, if you're a good person too, you know, just patreon.com/putitinh. All right.
I miss Tim Curry.
Me too. We'll see you next week.
I love.